I'm the dopest of the dopest. Hater, I know you know this. My style's still the precious and mine is still the coldest. Don't you lose focus, the paper is still the gold.
Not for $1 million will I sell my soul.
Back against the wall, but I'm in love with the pressure.
3, 2, 1, and we're live. 3ND, Signs in Sports Podcast.
Guys, I am not happy. I'm going to start out this podcast by saying that I just took one of the most depressing, destructive, I cannot even believe it. I don't even know what words to use, but I just took one of the most, guys, it was last minute, 1 minute and a half left in the game. In the entire game, Josh Allen put up one of his worst games, probably in fantasy football history, and he ended up scoring a touchdown and beating me by 1 point. So this is an episode I want to get over as quickly as possible. Guys, I'm actually recording this on my lunch break at work. So I have a chicken pot pie right here cooling down next to me. I have to go back to work here in about 20, 30, 40 minutes. So let's see how much we can get done now. Do we really have to, man? I don't want to. The 3ND FFL season number 2. Week number 10, guys. Today we talk about everything. Week number 9, we talk about recap from week number 9. We talk about the matchups for week number 10. Or is it recap from week number 10 and we're talking about matchups from week number 11? You see what I'm saying? I'm all thrown off. I don't even know what's happening anymore. I also lost in the league. So just a fair heads up. Not a big fan of Team Bro Dog right now. Not a big fan of Lions fan Team No Smoke right now. So guys, try to bear with me. It was a very, very, very tough matchup to deal with this past week, and I'm not excited to get to it. So I'm trying to take my time. As I said, we're going to recap the week 10 happenings, and then we are going to talk about the week 11 matchups. This is the 3D FFL guys season number 2. This is week 10 recap. For the matchups, we had, as I told you, Signs and Sports Podcast 160.8 to Lions Fan Team No Smoke 161.8. Signs and Sports Podcast had CJ Stroud 19 points, Derrick Henry with 3 points, basically losing the game for me. Not basically, ultimately losing the game for me. Najee Harris trying to carry the load with 18.6. CeeDee Lamb with an astronomical game, 39.5. 11 catches, 151 yards, and 2 touchdowns, 1 rushing, 1 reception. Mike Evans with a big game, 6 catches, 143 yards, and a touchdown for 26.3 points. George Kittle, 20.6. Amari Cooper, 15.8. Dallas Cowboys defense with 11, and Brandon Aubrey with 7. Man, there were so many ways that I could have won this game, and I just didn't, guys. It just didn't turn out our way. And that's upsetting because we would have been 6-4. Lions Fan Team No Smoke would have been 7-4. We would have been trailing right behind them. Lions Fan Team No Smoke had Josh Allen with 14.3, Christian McCaffrey with 20.2, Kenneth Walker with 19.7, Amon Ross St. Brown with 30.5, with 8 catches, 156 yards, and a touchdown. Adam Thielen had 6 catches for 42 yards, 10 points. TJ Hockenson with a big game, 30 points. 11 catches, 134 yards, and a touchdown. Brandon Ayuk, 14.5 points. That's the New York Jets defense with 10 points. And Riley Patterson with 12 points to end off the roster, 161.8 to 160.8. Showtime Dallas, that's Showtime Mary Williams going up against that team, Kenny Johnson. We had that team, Kenny Johnson, coming away with the win, 139.6 to 117.68. Showtime Mary Williams had 19.8 with Joe Burrow. Josh Jacobs, 12.7. Aaron Jones, 9.4. Jamar Chase, 23.4 with 5 catches, 124 yards, and a touchdown. Demario Douglas with 14.4. Gerald Everett with 0 points. Debo Samuel with 15.9. Green Bay's defense with 1 point. And Jason Myers with 21 points. Dak Prescott, 37.8 with 404 yards, 5 touchdowns, and an interception. That was Dak Prescott. Austin Eckler, 21.5. Ramondre Stevenson, 13.2. DK Metcalf, 16.8. Tank Dell, 18.9. Cole Kmet with 9.6. Marquise Hollywood Brown with 3.8. Baltimore's defense with 13. And Nick Folk with 5. Matchup number 3, guys, we have Godfather 100, 150.8 to the Chosen One, 128.02. Godfather had Justin Herbert with 28.4, Joe Mixon with 12.5, Brian Robinson Jr. with 27.7, Devontae Adams with 14.6, Tyler Lockett with 23.2, Sam Laporte with 8, Rashid Shaheed with 7.4, San Francisco's defense with 19, and Jake Moody with 10 points. The Chosen One, Terrence Pryor, had Lamar Jackson with 13, Javonte Williams with 21, Bijan Robinson with 17.6, Keenan Allen with a gigantic game, 40.5 points, 11 catches, 175 yards, and 2 touchdowns. Terry McLaurin with 4 catches, 33 yards for 7.3. Dalton Kincaid had 16.1, Jerry Jeudy 6.5, New Orleans defense 0, and Justin Tucker with 6. The fourth matchup, guys, we had Team Gucci 89.8, and we had Who Wants to Smoke 94.1. Brock Purdy with 23.8 for Team Gucci, Tony Pollard with 5.5, Travis Etienne Jr. with 6.4, Christian Kirk with 14.4, Michael Pittman Jr. with 16.4. Mark Andrews with 6.4, Jordan Addison with 10.9, and Seattle's defense with 4, while Tyler Bass had 2 points at the kicker spot. Who Wants to Smoke had Trevor Lawrence with 2 points, Saquon Barkley with 7, Alexander Mattison with 4.3, Chris Olave with 6 catches, 94 yards and a touchdown, 21 points, Cortland Sutton with 17.3, Evan Engram 5.2, Tyler Boyd with 19.7, Las Vegas defense with 6, and Evan McPherson with 11 points. Nate Peterman's hot dog stand, we had 99.68, beating Rub-A-Dub Chubb 81.4. Nate Peterman's hot dog stand had Sam Howell 24.8 with 300 yards, 3 touchdowns. Breece Hall with 10 points. Rashad White with 17.8, Garrett Wilson with 18.3, Deontay Johnson 2.7, Dalton Schultz 11.1, Jacoby Myers 4.1, Buffalo's defense 6, and Youngway Koo with 5 points. Rub-A-Dub Chubb had 81 points with Derek Carr 5.4, Alvin Kamara 18.5, Jonathan Taylor 14.5, Stephon Diggs 6.4, DJ Moore 10.9, Logan Thomas, 9 points. DeAndre Hopkins, 5.7. Pittsburgh's defense, 6 points. And Matt Gay with 5. All right, guys, that was all of Week 10 right there. We are going to talk about the Week 11 matchups. We got Signs and Sports Podcast taking on the Chosen One, Terrence Pryor. We got Who Wants to Smoke taking on that team, Kenny Johnson. We have Showtime, Mary Williams taking on Nate Peterman's hot dog stand for the second time this year. We got Team Gucci taking on Godfather 100. And we got Lions fan Team No Smoke taking on Rub-A-Dub Chubb in the final matchup of Week 11. So that's a good matchup. That's a good slate of games to have for Week 11. Next, we're going to talk about the finals. Actually, not the final standings projections. I'm sorry. We're going to talk about the standings. We're going to talk about Zone 3. We're going to talk about Zone D. In Zone 3, we have the Chosen One, Terrence Pryor, tied in first with Who Wants to Smoke at 6-4. We got Godfather tied in third with Team Gucci at 5-5. And we have that team, Kenny Johnson, in fifth place at 4-6, 2 games behind first place. Zone D, we have Lions fan Team No Smoke by himself, 7-3. We got the Signs and Sports Podcast, 5-5, 2 games behind. We got Rub-A-Dub Chubb, 4-6. tied with Showtime Mary Williams 4-6, and tied with Nate Peterman's Hot Dog Stand 4-6, all 3 games behind first place. The next thing, guys, that we're going to talk about, we're going to talk about the final standings projection. We got the chosen one, Terrence Pryor, trending up 4 spots. Who Wants to Smoke, trending up 4 spots. And Team Gucci, trending up 3 spots. And then we have Nate Peterman's Hot Dog Stand trending down 5 spots. Godfather, expected to finish number 1 on draft day, is now number 5. Lions Fan Team No Smoke, number 2 draft day, number 1 currently. Nate Peterman's Hot Dog Stand, number 3 on draft day, sitting at 8 right now. The Signs and Sports Podcast, still at number 4 from draft day. Showtime Mary Williams, draft day expected number 6, currently sits at number 9. The Chosen One, Terrence Pryor, draft day number 6, currently sits at number 2. Who Wants to Smoke, draft day number 7, sits at number 3. That Team, Kenny Johnson, draft day number 8, currently sits at 10. Team Gucci, draft day number 9, currently sits at 6. And Rub-A-Dub Chub, draft day number 10, currently sits at number 7. Guys, that was the Fantasy Trends presented by Snicker. Nate Peterman's Hot Dog Stand, maybe your team just needs a Snicker because it's not acting like itself, okay? Nothing more satisfying than winning but a Snicker, the official chocolate bar sponsor of the NFL, guys. The last thing that we are going to talk about, the next thing that we are going to talk about, the final thing that we are going to talk about, guys, is there is going to be 6 people getting into the playoffs this year, okay? Starting week 11, we will be covering the playoff bracket. There are going to be 6 teams getting into the playoffs. That is one more than 500, giving one more person, one underdog, a chance. At this moment, Team Gucci sits at number 6, so Team Gucci would be getting into the playoffs. And Godfather 100, who sits at number 5, would also be getting into the playoffs. So the winner's bracket is going to be 6 teams. The loser's bracket is going to be 4 teams. So, guys, that's all we got to talk about for this week. I would like to announce that DIG, as of tomorrow, or as of today, is 33 streams away from 200,000 streams on Spotify. Just this year, guys, for the first time, we are really hitting numbers that we are not used to. 200,000 streams in 12 months, in 10 months at this point, in 10 months, that's by far our most successful year in music. Guys, go check out DIG on Spotify at DIG. Check out The Realest Underground Entertainment at TRUE. Go check out True Rilo, True JB, Tone G, Chach with the Heat, that's CHACHW/The Heat. and check out True Merc. Check out anybody from the team. Check out A2J and VVM. He's got snack crates that he does with his wife on Facebook. You can find that on The Shake Zone. Go follow his new streaming platform, live streaming platform, The Shake Zone. That is A2J of Villain Vision Music. You can find Villain Vision Music on Spotify, but most importantly, you can find A2J on YouTube. So guys, thank you for tuning in to another segment. After this break, we are going to talk about the league. Everybody knows that is DIG's personal family and friends fantasy football league. Guys, thank you for tuning in to another one. We will catch you next week. I'm sorry this one was short, but you know I'm a sore loser. So I'll catch you guys on the other side. Recording, mastering, mixing, engineering, production, cover arts, music videos, anything you need, get at your boy Rilo of The Realest Underground Entertainment. Rilo. Get at your boy Rilo at Ryan Lopez on Facebook. Get at your boy at Rilo361 on Twitter. For anything and everything music that you need, logos, you need music videos, you need commercials, you need cover arts for your music, you need merchandise, you need anything from the Day One Vibe Shop, anything from The Realest Underground Entertainment, get at your boy Rilo of The Realest Underground Entertainment, The Realest Underground Entertainment, The Realest Underground Entertainment. Superstar producer Chach with the Heat, You need beats. He's got the heat. Chach with the heat of the realest underground entertainment. Find him at www.dayonevibes.com. Find him on YouTube. Find him on www.beatstars.com/chachwiththeheat. Affordable beats, bangers, bangers, bangers after bangers. Chach with the heat of the realest underground entertainment is the one that you need. The one that you need. The one that you need. Any music artist, any genre. Chach with the heat of the realest underground entertainment. Chach with the heat of the realest underground entertainment. Chach with the heat of the realest underground entertainment. Contact Chach with the heat of the realest underground entertainment on Facebook at Chach with the heat. On YouTube at Chach with the heat. On Day One Vibes in the store tab. And on Facebook at Mario Chavera. And again on BeatStars at www.beatstars.com/chachwiththeheat for all your music needs and all your music purposes. Chach with the heat of the realest underground entertainment. Tune in to dayonevibes.com, the home of the realest underground entertainment. dayonevibes.com, www.dayonevibes.com. To be featured on dayonevibes.com, direct message any member of the realest underground entertainment music group, DIG, Designed Individually Gifted, Rylo, Ryan Lopez on Facebook, Tony G, Tone G, Josh Baez on Facebook, JB, Mario Chavera, Chach with the Heat, Hector Lopez, Merculation. Get at your boys, make sure that you get featured on the hottest, newest website out of Falfurrias, Texas. Make sure to do your thing, do your thing, do your thing. All right, guys, what's going on? Welcome to segment number two. We are going to be covering The League. This is DIG's Personal Family and Friends Fantasy Football League. Guys, we are going to recap week 10 where I dropped another one. We are down 121 to 130. Design Gifted 121.12. Team Bro Dog 130.86. Can we just skip this one? Can we just skip this? Yeah, we're going to skip this one. We're going to skip the first matchup. No, thank you. You know what I'm saying? So, I'm just kidding. We got to go back. Design Gifted had Baker Mayfield with 18.32. Derrick Henry, disappointing, letting me down, doing what he shouldn't be doing. 3 points with only 24 yards rushing. CeeDee Lamb with the game almost saving it for me, 39.5. Deontay Johnson letting me down as well, 2.7. That's why we already dropped him. Dalton Kincaid with 16.1. Breece Hall with only 10 points as well, letting me down. CJ Mosley doing what he does, 14 points. Dallas's defense, 11 points. And Justin Tucker with only 6. Team Bro Dog had Joe Burrow with 19.8. Ramondre Stevenson with 13, Jamar Chase with 23.4, 5 catches, 124 yards and a touchdown, Adam Thielen with 10 points, Kyle Pitts with 6, Sam Howell with 24.18, arguably winning the game for Team Bro Dog, 312 yards and 3 touchdowns, Jordan Hicks with 7 tackles, 7 points, Baltimore's defense 13 points, and Dustin Hopkins with 14. That was matchup number one, Team Bro Dog taking the victory, taking the biggest upset in the league, biggest upset in league history. I'm playing. but it might as well have been because my team is as good as they come, and I don't know how Deontay Johnson was. Well, actually, my team's looking a little rough with that Deontay Johnson and Baker Mayfield sitting in there instead of Justin Fields and Mike Evans. Oh, no, Tyreek Hill would have been the number two. So we'll just chalk it up to that, and we'll just keep it moving forward. You know what I'm saying? To Infinity and Bijan, 108.5. Losing to Sleeper Nation, 131.02. We got Brock Purdy for To Infinity and Bijan with 23.8. Saquon Barkley with 7.1. Debo Samuel, 16. Terry McLaurin with 7. TJ Hawkinson, 30.4. Will Levis with 5.96. Alex Singleton with 13, New Orleans defense with 0, and Matt Gay with 5 points. Sleeper Nation, 131, had Josh Dobbs with 25, Alvin Kamara with 18.5, Mike Evans 26, DJ Moore 10.9, Cole Kmet with 9.6, Taylor Heinicke with 9.6, Fred Warner 10 points, New York Jets defense 10 points, and Evan McPherson with 11 points. Matchup number 3, guys, we had Team Quater Tots 107.6 to Watts on Wax Off 122.9. Team Quater Tots, we had Russell Wilson 18.7, Josh Jacobs 12.7, Stephon Diggs 7.4, Brandon Ayuk 14.5, Dalton Schultz 11.1, Kyler Murray with his game back 18.26, TJ Edwards with 12, Las Vegas defense with 6 points, and Brandon Aubrey with 7. Watts on Wax Off 122.9 had Jordan Love 16, Travis Etienne 7, Chris Olave 22, Jacoby Myers 4, Evan Ingram 5, Jahmyr Gibbs 26, Roquan Smith 21, Cleveland's defense 15, and Youngway Koo with 5. Team No Fine Please had, the final matchup of the league. We had Strange Animals beating Team No Fine Please 145.54 to 124.48. Strange Animals had Lamar Jackson with 13, Christian McCaffrey with 20, Amon-Ra St. Brown 30.5, Michael Pittman Jr. with 16.4, Logan Thomas with 9, Justin Herbert 28.4, Frank Aluakon 13, Buffalo's defense 6, and Cameron Dicker with 9 points. Team No Fine Please had 124.4. He had Josh Allen 14.38, Joe Mixon 12.5, Devontae Adams 14.6, Keenan Allen 40.5 with 11 catches, 175 yards, and 2 touchdowns, Mark Andrews with 6.4, Trevor Lawrence with 3.1, the New York Giants linebacker with 11 points, San Francisco's defense with 19, and Tyler Bass with 3 points. That was the final matchup. That was the final matchup for the league. The next thing we're going to talk about is the matchups for Week 11. We got 2 Infinity and Bijan versus Design Gifted. We got Sleeper Nation versus Team Bro Dog. We got Watts on Wax Off versus Team No Fine Please. And we got Team Quater Tots with Strange Animals. So those are the 4 matchups that you can expect next week. I think the matchups to watch are going to be Team Quater Tots and Strange Animals, and probably Sleeper Nation and Team Bro Dog. Next thing that we're going to cover is we're going to cover the standings. We're going to cover the East, Candyland, and we're going to cover the West, Boomtown. In the East, we have Team Quater Tots in number 1, 6-4. Number 2, we got Sleeper Nation, 5-5. Number 3, we got Watts on Wax Off, 4-6, tied with 2 Infinity and Bijan for 3rd. And in the West in Boomtown, we have Design Gifted tied for 1st with Strange Animals, 6-4. We got Team Bro Dog in number 3 with 5-5. And we got Team No Fine Please, 4-6 in number 4. The final thing, guys, that we're going to talk about is we're going to talk about the final standings projections, the fantasy trends presented by Snickers. Trending up, we got Design Gifted trending up 6 spots. We got Team Quater Tots trending up 3. We got Sleeper Nation trending up 1. And trending down, we got Team No Fine Please trending down 4 spots. Strange Animals, draft day expected to finish number 1. He's now sitting at number 3. Team No Fine Please, draft day expected to finish number 2. He now sits at number 6. Team Bro Dog, draft day expected to finish number 3. He now sits at 5. Team Quater Tots, draft day expected to finish number 4. She now sits at 1. Sleeper Nation, draft day expected to finish number 5. He now sits at number 4. 2 Infinity and Bijan, draft day expected to finish number 6. He now sits at number 8. Watts on Wax Off, draft day 7, currently sits at 7. And Design Gifted, draft day number 8, and currently sits at number 2. So those are the final standings projections. Those are the fantasy trends. And that is what the league looks like at this point. There's nothing left to cover. We have come to a conclusion on the shortest episode in 3&D Fantasy Football League Season 2 completion history. I don't know. I'm ready to wrap this thing up. I'm done with today, bro. I'm done with this week. This week was by far the hardest time that I had in fantasy football because, guys, that 3DFFL loss hurt me so bad. So shout out to Keith Dyer for going up two games on me, but and shout out for the W, but that one hurt, guys. That was probably one of the most difficult losses I've taken in fantasy football to this point. And yeah, so I appreciate you guys for tuning in. This has been another episode of the 3&D Signs and Sports Podcast Fantasy Football League. Guys, remember to go check out DIG Nonstop. We are currently at 15,000 plays, guys, on Nonstop. Let's get that track to 20,000. That way we can drop the music video on Rumble at Designed I Gifted. Guys, go follow Designed I Gifted on Rumble. Go follow DIG on Spotify. Go follow True on Spotify. And let's make these things happen. You know what I'm saying? We also got No Shine coming at the end of the year, and we also got Fire in the Booth coming just because I want to make 2023 our year. You know what I'm saying? So thank you for tuning in. We appreciate you guys. Can't wait to catch you guys on the next one. We'll see you later.
The realest underground entertainment, T-R-U-E, hashtag that, True. The realest underground entertainment. Your source for local music, your source for local marketing, hype, branding, exclusive experience. What do you need? What do you got? How can we help you? How can you help us? How can we help you? TRUE, the realest underground entertainment, Rilo, Tone G, Merculation, DIG, JB, Chach with the Heat. Shout out to Villain Vision Music, A2J, Villain Vision Music, A2J, Villain Vision Music, A2J. Check out the Realest Underground Entertainment at True Records on YouTube, at the Realest Underground Entertainment on Facebook, and at Day One Vibes, the home of the Realest Underground Entertainment. Get at your boys.